The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, it's time for a show that is the first of its kind. A show that's informative. A show that pulls the curtain back on what is really going on in the streets and in the classroom. A show that is necessary. Brought to you by Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence. It's time for Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. And now your host, the Executive Director and CEO of LEAD, Nick DeMauro.
Hey, everybody, this is Nick DeMauro, the LEAD Guy. We're battling drugs and violence with the LEAD Guy, and we are here at MetLife Stadium. MetLife Stadium, home of the New York football Giants and Jets, and today's event is actually sponsored by the New York Jets, and we really appreciate their help. Jaime Alai, their president, and Tim McDonough, Woody Johnson, we appreciate all your support for bringing this great event to us and having it here at MetLife Stadium. This is unbelievable. Next year, please, next year, you know when the date will be. It's Super Bowl Sunday. You can come here right now as we talk. We have over 100 people on the field playing different types of activities. We brought in Coach Curtis to come in with his team of coaches to help them kick field goals, punts, catch passes, run routes. They're having a ball out there in the middle of the field. And the pregame show is going on two screens. The other screens have our logos of our sponsors. And we have a lot of great sponsors this year. And we really appreciate their support. One of our sponsors, Colliers Engineering, is actually having a big event themselves, which I will go into at the close of the show. But we really have a great time here at MetLife. The guests, we have almost 300 guests, and they're going to get, you know, the typical Super Bowl wings and hot dogs and hamburgers and chicken and all that kind of good stuff. And It's a great time. It's in the coaches club, the same club where the Giants and Jets coaches host their post-game press conference. So it's a great thing. LEAD has been growing unbelievably. I just signed as the CEO our 3,800th certification for our K-12 program. That's exciting. 3,800 certified instructors that we have trained since our inception. And it's unbelievable to see the rapid growth we have. This week, we have staff in San Antonio, Texas, at the American Association of School Administrators. We have a board member there, Rich Baza. One of our directors is at the event also. We have our Vice President of Training, Kim Lay, our Vice President of Program Development, Brett Almy, retired police chief up in North Jersey, is at the event. So we're really, we have a great, great team in place. Our conference is coming up on March 19th, 20th, 21st. This Wednesday, we're picking up Jenna Goggins, our Director of Special Projects, who's running the conference. She's coming in from Kentucky to work on conference items. And it's just a great time to be a LEAD guy. It's a great time to be a LEAD guy. And we're very proud to host that event. And we hope that you can come. It's March 18th, 19th, and 20th for all our LEAD folks out there. For, it's hard to believe. Senator Rob Menendez, great senator from the great state of New Jersey, was able to secure a federal grant for us under the Bureau of Justice Administration. And we have the registration for all New Jersey instructors is free this year for the conference. And that's incredible. And we have almost over 400 registered already. We're a month and a half out. And we're going to have our largest conference we ever had. It's grown rapidly. We're going to have a big announcement coming up on next year's conference on where that's going to be and when that's going to be. So we have so much stuff going on. It's just incredible. But one of the things I wanted to talk about, we're in the process of setting up 10 advisory councils throughout the United States. And on these advisory councils, we're going to bring groups and leaders in different fields to build a relationship with LEAD and to develop initiatives and projects within those fields. Our first council is going to be with the Law Enforcement Executive Advisory Board. And that's going to be all executive level leaders are going to come in and talk about the issues facing law enforcement and how can LEAD help them? How can LEAD help them grow? And another, we're bringing in the field of real estate, wealth management, legal, accounting. Another big one, which is going to be our first priority, is the pharmaceutical industry. We feel that the pharmaceutical industry should be involved in LEAD and what we're doing and how we're growing. And we're going to set up a pharma board. And we're excited about that. We have other areas in philanthropy. It's just an amazing thing we're working on. One of the other things we're working on, which is kind of unique, is in the great state of Florida. We retained a regional director for Florida, who you all have met on this show, Julie Yaka, who is an extensive administrator. She was with the FBI for years and the CIA, and she's now our regional director setting up Florida. And we just hired, effective March 1st, a state program administrator for Florida, and that is retired Captain Beth Jones of the Collier County Sheriff's Department. So Beth is coming on as our state program administrator. We're advertising for a position in Naples, Florida, for an administrative assistant. So if you know anyone down in Naples looking for a position, we're hiring down there. We're setting up an office down there. As many of you may or not know, but I share my time between New Jersey and Naples, Florida. So we're setting up a office down in Naples. We're looking for space. So we're really excited about the growth in Florida. We've been working very closely with Governor Ron DeSantis's office, the great governor of Florida, who's an innovative guy in Florida. So thank you very much, Governor DeSantis, for your help down there. We appreciate you your efforts, and we look forward to working with you. We're working with Doug Simon, our drug czar. So we're excited about our growth in Florida. We have a ton of trainings coming up. And, you know, we're broadcasting from MetLife Stadium this week. And the radio station, AM 970, The Answer, that's AM 970, The Answer, is based in New York. But we stream live throughout the world. So you can go on to 970theanswer.com and you can listen to any of the old shows and hear us every Saturday at 12 noon. To 1 o'clock. Yesterday, we were actually live in New York. So this broadcast, this is Super Bowl Sunday. So we're real excited about the show, of where we're going and how we're growing rapidly. So thank you very much for being here. This is, look at these people. We have some great guests today. I mean, we have the great John Starks, the former New York Knickerbocker during the Patrick Ewing years, And John Starks was a great player. He works for the Knicks now. And we're real excited about having John on the show. We're going to have Bruce Harper. Now, there is a name, a blast from the past, will be on today's show. We have some other great, Carl Nelson, the great former left tackle for the New York Football Giants, will be on the show today. So we have a great lineup. We're real excited about what we're doing here today at MetLife, and it's going to get pretty loud, so you'll hear it in the background. But you're listening to Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMauro, the Lead Guy. And we're going to have a great show, so stay tuned. It's going to be phenomenal. And if you have any questions, we're not live today, but every once in a while we do broadcast live. We want you to call in. We want to talk to you. But I want to talk about one other issue before we go into anything else. And that is, in New Jersey, we had a really bad bullying incident down in South Jersey where a young lady took her life because she was being bullied by fellow students. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. I saw today that superintendent resigned. And it's a shame that we need to have programs in place to deter that. And LEAD offers the digital threat assessment program, which we're very proud about, which could monitor situations of bullying and different situations like that. But we can't have it. LEAD, we're anti-violence. We deter drug abuse. We stop drug abuse. We stop deter drug-related crimes. We stop bullying and violence. And we need to do something. We need to take the lead, and we are. And my prayers go out to the family, and it's an unfortunate situation. But we're going to be right back. We're live here from MetLife Stadium, home of the Giants and the Jets, and Jets are our big sponsor. www.leadrugs.org. LEADrugs.org. We'll be right back.
Whether on the street or in the classroom, LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, offers the most effective, evidence-based, tested, and proven curriculum delivered by law enforcement. LEAD instructors teach your children the skills they need to live healthy lives free of substance abuse and violence. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country, and ultimately the world. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's LEADrugs.org.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a memorable travel opportunity that will be a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed again back to Israel in October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll visit key sites in the Holy Land thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you may have only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com for details. We'll uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll set foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and much more. We'll have guides specifically for our group, lavish accommodations, and I will even broadcast my show from Israel. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Come with Mike Gallagher and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or just go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
America is giving away its inventions and technology to China.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
The shocking new movie, Innovation Race, exposes the potential Chinese takeover of 5G and the internet, threatening America's economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself.
Watch the movie, Innovation Race, now on demand or DVD at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back with Nick DeMauro and Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy.
Hey, everybody. This is Nick DeMauro with the lead guy here, battling drugs and violence with the lead guy. We are broadcasting at a pre-recorded event at the Lead Fest, Super Bowl Lead Fest, at MetLife Stadium here at MetLife. And we're really excited about having our event here at MetLife Stadium. And it's going to be a great day. We got a lot of great celebrities we're going to have on. And the first one is doesn't need an introduction. But I'm going to have him talk about himself and tell me all about his career and where he's at. And ladies and gentlemen, we have with us John Starks. John Starks, former New York Knickerbocker. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Great. So tell me about yourself, John. Tell me about your career, buddy.
I thought I had a pretty decent career playing 13 seasons in the NBA, eight with the Knicks and a couple of with with Golden State Warriors, as well as ending my career with Utah back in 2002. So I had a successful career. Right now I'm working with the Knicks in their front office as alumni relations, so that entails me being the face of the organization and the community. So I just stay kind of busy.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in the late 70s, 80s, 90s, and I was definitely a Knickerbocker fan. And maybe before your time, but when I was young, it was Willis Reed and Dave DeBuscia and Dollar Bill Bradley.
Players. Yeah, all great players.
And so you were probably with Patrick Ewing, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you guys made it to the finals, I think, a couple times, right?
Yes, we did, back in 94 and 1999.
That's it's amazing. This society we live in right now is crazy with drugs and violence. And, you know, we're the we have the most effective curricula for kids K-12 in the United States, and we're very proud of that. And we're trying to build the organization. It's only going to be built with individuals like yourself and working with athletes and celebrities and individuals that we're trying to build the organization. So thank you very much for coming here today to support LEAD and support the drug and violence prevention mission. And so tell me about being an NBA player. It must be challenging walking down the street. I mean, obviously, you know, now you're more of an ambassador. But when you played, it must have been tough being walking up and down the street. People say, hey, there's John Starks.
Yeah. I really didn't do that.
You were low-key?
Yeah, I was very low-key. You know, I couldn't move around in the city like that during my playing days. I'm fine now. You know, I even take the subway, so I travel quite a bit in the city through the underground system. So, but back during the playing days, no, it was very difficult. I remember one time I was walking down Fifth Avenue doing some shopping, and somebody spotted me, and it was just a crowd of people, and I had to dive into one of the stores, and they had to lock the door. Then I had to have the police come escort me out. So it was crazy back during that time. Obviously, our team was doing very well then, and, you know, the excitement for the Knicks at that particular time was just off the chain. So, but I'm fine now. I can go anywhere I want to.
Well, that's good. See, my whole life I can go anywhere I want to, so I don't have to worry about it. But we really appreciate you being here today at the Super Bowl Fest here at MetLife Stadium. The New York Jets are our major sponsor for tonight. And we actually have a couple Jets going to be here today. Wayne Krebet, and who's one of the best wide receivers. When he came across the middle of the field, no one caught it better than Wayne Krebet.
True.
And we have Bruce Harper is going to be here. And
Brucey.
And we have the voice of the New York Yankees. Carl Nelson, I just see, walked in. Hey, Carl, how you doing?
What's up,
Carl? One of the great offensive tackles for the New York Football Giants. And we're excited to have everybody here. So, John, thank you very much for being here. Really appreciate it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people here who want to get to meet you, so they don't need to hear me talking to you.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for being here and supporting. You know, law enforcement is against drugs, and I think it's very important, especially in today's society, what's going on out there in the streets, and, you know, for you guys to take the lead on it and try to bring consciousness to, you know, making sure that kids understand about this dangerous, you know, drugs and what have you, and I think it's very important. And so congratulations to what you're doing, and I'm just appreciative that I'm able to be here.
Well, thank you, John, and enjoy yourself.
All right, thank you.
We got the Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if I'm allowed to say Eagles in a MetLife Stadium, but we'll do it anyway. But we have Jay Alford. Mm-hmm. And Jay is with us, New York Football Giants, and we're battling drugs and violence. And Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jay, tell me about your career in the NFL.
I mean, it was great. You know, get drafted to your hometown team, able to make an impact during the season. And not only that, you know, getting to the Super Bowl in 07. And, again, having, you know, one of the biggest sacks in the game. I mean, it's a great career for me.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm really I'm bad with dates and everything. Was that the famous day of the catch?
That is correct. Yeah.
So that's 15 years ago, right?
15 years ago, yeah.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was a good time.
15 years ago, that catch. I remember where I was. I was at a friend's house in Allentown, New Jersey,
yeah,
watching that game. That was a great, great, great event. So yeah. Tell me about your sack.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, the fourth quarter. And, you know, anytime you got Tom Brady on the field and Randy Moss, I mean, they're bound to make something happen. So, you know, mine was, you know, late in the game, fourth quarter, 25 seconds left. And I came through and, you know, kind of closed the game out.
Wow, fantastic. Now, you went on after the Giants. You played somewhere else.
Yeah, I did a little spell in Oakland for a little bit, and then a little bit with Seattle. Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's tough playing in the NFL. Where'd you go to college?
Penn State.
Penn State, a Nittany Lion.
Nittany Lion, yep.
Yes, that's great. Yeah. My daughter Amanda, who's here today at the event, is a graduate of Penn State.
There it is, right. It's a great school. Great school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we welcome you to be here today, and thank you very much. And I'm sure there's a lot of people here who want to get to meet you and
absolutely
see you.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on, but thank you very much for being
absolutely
here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mayor Tim McDonough, Woody Johnson, for helping us out with this event. But the Giants are here, baby. And Carl, welcome to the show here, Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's very important that, you know, you get out and let people know that you're there and those resources are there. I was just talking with Tom, and my wife's son is actually a police officer in school in Tenafly. So I'm sure he's working with your program, and yeah, that's great what you're doing.
Yes, Tenafly is one of our lead communities, and we're very proud to have them. And Carl, how many years did you play with the Giants?
I was here 6 years, from 83 to 88. Formerly retired in 89, so had a good run, 6 years, not bad.
And you were on a Super Bowl team, correct?
I was, starting right tackle, Super Bowl. I started 83, I was on injured reserve, 84 through 86, I started 55 straight games, ending in the Super Bowl.
And, you know, not to get personal here, but I know you had the biggest challenge in your life, and you overcame it, right?
Yeah, correct. In training camp of 87, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's. And went through radiation treatments, came back and played in 88. The end of 88, it came back again. So I went through chemotherapy, so that's why my career was done after that. But the body was falling apart. I was about done anyway.
Yeah, it's not easy. I played high school football, and my body started falling apart. Forget about college and pros, right?
It's not an easy game, that's for sure. It's you know, very tough on the body, a lot of wear and tear stuff. But you know, football gave me a great start in life. We weren't making the kind of money they're making today, but it gave me a great start in life, and you know, done well.
Yeah, that's crazy. I coached football for 40 years. I still coach, and I'm a free agent right now. I was coaching up in Vermont at the Burton Academy
In 7 years there, we lost, I think, 9 games in 7 years. Not bad. Not a bad run.
Not a bad run at all. It's funny because in 88, I helped coach the team. In 87, I helped coach the team a little bit while I was going through the Hodgkins, just kind of helping out a little bit. And again in 89. And one of the press asked George Young, the general manager, if he thought I'd be a good coach. And George said I was too well adjusted.
Yeah, that could be problematic. We just had Captain Tien from the Paramus Police Department just walk by. Captain, he's got promoted from lieutenant to captain. So congratulations, Captain Tien. And, Carl, thank you very much for being here. And we really appreciate your support and lead, law enforcement against drugs and violence. Go to our website, www.leadrugs.org. Like our Facebook page. And we appreciate your support.
Absolutely, Nick. Great to be here. Love it. Thank you.
We'll be back. It's Nick DeMauro, Battling Drugs and Violence.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is a registered 501c3 organization dedicated to creating safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence by collaborating with educators, community leaders, families, and law enforcement. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Local Business Owner, do you get calls from multiple digital marketing firms trying to sell you the quick fix to your marketing challenges? Maybe you've bought the latest tactic that some hotshot sold you and you're wondering where your results are. The problem is, you know you need to market your business, but trusting a partner, well, that's been a challenge. Our solution for many local business owners is through our digital marketing solutions, Salem Surround. Salem Surround is unique because we're based on the same guiding principles that Salem Media is. We actually care about our clients and we're accountable to our results. The same care that we deliver our radio content to you is the same we do with all our digital marketing services. So reach out to us at SalemSurround.com today and we'll consult with you about your individual needs and create a customized plan to actually do what you need your investment to do. That's SalemSurround.com, a full-service digital marketing solution for your business.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Quote, anti-Catholic bigotry appears to be festering in the FBI, and the Bureau is treating Catholics as potential terrorists because of their beliefs, close quote. This startling charge was leveled by 20 state attorneys general in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray after a memo from the FBI's Richmond field office came to light. The memo was withdrawn amid a storm of criticism, but it warned of extremists being drawn into, quote, radical traditionalist, close quote, Roman Catholic organizations known for their love of the Latin Mass. This is an urgent opportunity for Wray to address the growing distrust of the FBI. He must know blanket denials of partisan behavior by the Bureau's staff won't convince much of the country. Quality control has obviously slipped, and Wray must bring hammers down on those ideological outliers and political partisans operating inside the Bureau. Congress should give Wray the power to do just that. The erosion of trust in the FBI is at a crisis level, and Director Wray must do more than express regret.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It'll be the biggest crowd in college basketball this season as Syracuse welcomes Duke to the Dome for a 6 p.m. tip-off Saturday. Join us for Orange pregame Saturday at 5:30 on AM970 The Answer, New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Don't turn that dial. You're listening to Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Now your host, Nick DeMauro.
We're back. We're back here. Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMauro, the Lead Guy. We're at MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey for the Super Bowl, Lead Fest Super Bowl. Here, Kansas City versus the Philadelphia. I can't even say their name. They're the Eagles. But it's going to be a good game today. And with us is a legend, a New York Jets legend. A legend in this area, Wayne Privette from the New York Jets. Played for the New York Jets and did an outstanding job. Like I said, I could think of maybe three guys in the NFL who came across the middle of the field late in the game and when you needed a first down. Wayne was there, and we were very proud to have him with us today. You know, the Jets are a major, major sponsor of LEAD. They are our partner. We love the Jets. I have the great mayor, Tim McDonough, near us today, and he's near and dear to our heart. And Woody Johnson's a big supporter of ours. And Wayne, welcome. Welcome to LEAD Fest, Super Bowl LEAD Fest here at MetLife Stadium. Call from the Giants was just here, and he said, this is Giants Stadium. I don't know. Is it Jets Stadium or what?
I don't know. You know, they have a little bit of bragging rights this year, making the playoffs. But, yeah, both teams play well this year. A lot to look forward to. But, you know, I never played here. You know, I played in Giants Stadium, you know, as a Jet. But maybe one day we'll get our own stadium.
There you go. And so – Tell me, how's it playing for Bill Parcells? You played for Bill, didn't you?
Yeah.
How's it playing for Bill Parcells?
Hey, did you just have a Giants? You switched. I saw that, yeah. No, Parcells is the kind of guy, you know, a lot of people ask me, he's my favorite coach. And one of the reasons I love Bill is because I was a big Giant fan growing up. So I always wanted a Gatorade Bill Parcells. That was my dream, watching Harry Carson and those guys do it. But, yeah. A little bit of a crazy guy, but got the best idea. And some of the best years we had was with him. And I do believe if he would have stayed around, we could have won the Super Bowl.
Now, how many years did you play for the Jets?
I played 11 years all with the Jets.
11 years with the New York Jets. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Who'd you have as your coaches besides Parcells?
I had first coach was Rich Kotite, which a lot of people... Rich Kotite, a lot of people don't like him, but he gave me my chance. And then Al Groh, Bill Parcells, and ended with Herm Edwards.
Wow, that's a good run, right?
Yeah, and a lot of quarterbacks over the years. We got close in '98, but never got closer. But looking at what we have now with the coaching staff and ownership, and I'm here and we're working on Aaron Rodgers. We had the offense and defense rookie of the year, so the future is bright for Jet fans.
Yeah, I was at opening day here with the Jets, and I was very impressed with their defense. I thought their defense was very well coached, very well organized, and I thought they were just a player or two away. And if they can get an Aaron Rodgers, that would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, you look at the quarterback play last year. Left a lot to be desired. In my opinion, you know, Zach's career isn't over. He's talented, but I do believe that the starting quarterback for next year's New York Jets is not on the roster right now.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And it's going to be some interesting times. I think the current coach of the Jets is a good one. I think he'll do a good job here. And but we need some tough crevettes in this world, right?
Listen, they got some good players. You know, I'm grateful, you know, to get to come to events like this and still see the fans. But, hey, Jet fans, you know, you said 11 years is a long time to be a player. But, you know, Jet fans are star for a good team and a championship. And I think, like, Coach Sala is the right guy. Joe Douglas is the right guy. And I think Woody's going to help bring this team a championship.
Yeah, we're really excited, and we appreciate you here. You know, we're the largest, tested, proven, effective, most effective program in the country, law enforcement. We're very proud of that, Wayne. And we're proud in helping kids and families across the United States. We're in 41 states, 3,600 instructors at this point. We have a conference coming up on March 18th through the 21st. Tonight, obviously, we're here for the Super Bowl, which is a great game. Who do you like, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
I'm not rooting for the Eagles. I got, you know, right color, wrong team. But, you know, I'd like to see a good game. Obviously, Mahomes is the future. You know, hopefully just a good game. And, like I said, it's tough to root for the Eagles being a Giants fan. But I think it's going to be a fun one.
No, I agree. And right next to me over here is Sean Landetta. Sean is a... I believe a future Hall of Fame punter from the New York Giants. And Sean, what many people don't realize, because we blanket out here in New York, that he also kicked for the Philadelphia Eagles for a few years. So we're going to have Sean on in a couple minutes, too. But we have a great lineup here. We got Wayne Krabet. We got Carl Nelson. We got Jay Alford, who made that big sack in the Super Bowl a few years back. We have Sean Landetta, Bruce Harper. We got a great contingent here. And Wayne, anything you'd like to say before we check out here and get on with the game?
No, thanks for having me here. Friends with a lot of these guys that are here. But, you know, anybody want to talk about the old days and the good old days and what's future for the Jets, don't be afraid to come up to me and ask.
Absolutely. I have a friend of mine from New Milford, New Jersey, who he's got a great picture. You just showed it to me with his son, who was very young. He took a picture of you. And he lives in Wanacue, and I guess you had family in Wanacue at the time.
Yeah, I lived in Wanacue for a while. So it's funny for people to come up with pictures with their adult children, of pictures with them, when they were in grade school. Makes me feel old, but yeah, I was there a long time ago.
He's standing right over you, and he has a picture of you, and his son is now married.
Yeah, see?
Living in San Diego. He got smart. He got out of the cold weather.
Yeah.
But, Wayne, I'm going to turn you over to the fans, but thank you very much for being here.
All right. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
We're at MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey, for the Super Bowl, Lead Fest Super Bowl. Here, Kansas City versus the Philadelphia. I can't even say their name. They're the Eagles. But it's going to be a good game today. And with us is a legend, running back Bruce Harper. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You know, you say legend. Legend is for old people. You know, are you calling me an old man?
Well, you know what, Bruce? Let's hear about your career. When did you play?
Now you're telling on me. 1977 to 1984, I played. I was let go in 1985. So I got 8 seasons in, and I enjoyed myself very, very much.
Well, that's when I was playing high school football, Bruce.
There you go again, calling me an old man.
No. If I remember right, you from Englewood, New Jersey. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. Yep.
And we played, New Milford played Dwight Morrow.
Oh, yeah.
Many years, and it's a great area, good thing. So tell me about your career with the Jets.
It was really great. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I came from Kutztown State College, a little small school, and nobody expected me to make it.
No, how was it playing for the Jets?
Oh, yeah, it was great. You know, like I came up to the Jets organization, and nobody expected me to do too much coming from a small college and being 5'8", okay, 5'7 and a half, and 180
pounds. 5'6"?
Yeah, okay, 5'6", all right? And what is that? What are you showing me?
John Starks here from the Knicks. Yeah. Showing him a picture.
Andre Reed, yeah, yeah.
You are old.
Oh, yeah, Andre Reed is another guy that came from Kutztown. But it was great to come home, you know, back home and play in front of the home fans. You know, my family used to come to all the games, and it was really good, though. I was happy to be a part of the Jets organization.
Now, who was the coaches when you were here?
Walt Michaels was the head coach. We had Joe Gardy. We had Bob Ledbetter. Richie Kotite was there. And let's see. Yeah, well, it was a good bunch of coaches.
Yeah, you sure did. And, you know, the Jets get a bad rap. I love Jets brand the football, and I think we're going to see some good things happening for the Jets in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think so. They're doing a nice job. We do need a quarterback to, like a Aaron Rodgers. I think he would be a good leader, you know, for the team. I think the young guy is going to be all right in time. He has to learn the game a little bit more. You know, he has to be able to look receivers off, you know, look the other way, and something like Mahomes. No, not to that extent. But I think he's going to be all right wherever he is. I don't know if we're going to keep him or not, but I think he's going to be a decent quarterback. He has a good arm. It's just a matter of finding which receiver is really open or not, you know? So,
you know, it's checking off 1, 2, 3, you know, look across, get your primary, your secondary, and your safety receiver. I coached football for many years, and it's a great sport. And Bruce, we really appreciate you being here at the Lead Fest Super Bowl party, and we're raising money for a great cause. We tell all the listeners all the time, please go to www.leadrugs.org to donate. Like our Facebook page, hashtag WeAreLead, and we're very proud. We're here to serve, and thank God, thank you very much for being here.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, my friend Carl Nelson, formerly with the New York Giants, it's just good to see all the guys here, Carl and John Starks and Wayne Corbett. He was a great receiver and a great person, great human being. So it's a pleasure to be here at this event with all these guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And we got the whole, remember, we got Klecko and Revis in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah.
Those two. And it was a great week to be a Jet. They honored Garrett Wilson and Sauce, and it's a great time to be a New York Jet.
And when Wayne Corbett's time comes, Wayne Corbett will be in the Hall of Fame also.
Well, let's hope.
He's got my vote.
You got it. Thank you for being here. Bruce Harper from the New York Football Jets. Hey, we'll be back. This is Nick DeMauro, Battling Drugs and Violence. I'm the lead guy. Yep, that's me.
Whether on the street or in the classroom, LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, offers the most effective, evidence-based, tested, and proven curriculum delivered by law enforcement. LEAD instructors teach your children the skills they need to live healthy lives free of substance abuse and violence. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's LEADrugs.org.
Welcome to Invite Health's President's Day Sale. The sale is on now. Buy two bottles of any Invite Health product and receive 40% off retail. That's buy two bottles, get 40% off retail. Here's the number and write it down because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. 800-673-2345. That number for Invite, 800-673-2345. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Download the Invite Health app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time 40% off President's Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
This is Mike Gallagher. Join me on an amazing journey through Israel this October. Dennis Prager and I are going back to the Holy Land for the Stand With Israel tour, along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Imagine a personal impact from exploring Jerusalem, Galilee, the Dead Sea region, and so much more. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
We're back with Nick DeMauro and Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy.
First, I'd like to introduce our board chairman, Tom Marinaro.
Everybody, thanks for coming. This is our second annual Super Bowl event. A couple of years ago, I said to Nick, we should do something in the stadium. Everybody thought we were nuts, but here we are. If I can ask you guys next year, please spread the word for us. You know, this is a great organization. We started this 7 years ago. I'm just so proud of how far we've come. We're the largest in-school curriculum prevention program, drug-affiliated bullying in the nation as of today. So how about a round of applause for that? And the guy that puts it all together, how about a big round of applause for Nick DeMauro? It's not about me. It's about our team. It's about our team that's here. I see Jessica, Nicholas. Where else is everybody's here. Leanne has put on an event today. Really appreciate everything you've done. I know she's around here somewhere. But thank Dave Kirby on the camera here.
Hey, I'm back. This is Nick DeMauro, battling drugs and violence. Oh, my God, was that a great Super Bowl? It was unbelievable. How about those Chiefs? How about Andy Reid against his former team? Down to the wire. Down to the wire. Patrick Mahomes sprains his ankle again at the end of the first half and comes back and has an unbelievable second half. MVP all the way. Kansas City 38, Philadelphia 35. What a game. Maybe one of the best Super Bowls we've had in a long time. But thank God our players were playing on the turf here at MetLife all day, and they didn't have to deal with that field situation in Arizona. It looked like it was it was horrible. The halftime show was good. Commercials were okay this year, nothing special. But it was a great Super Bowl, and we had a great day today. This show was unbelievable. We had Bruce Harper. Now, Bruce, for folks who didn't know Bruce Harper, Englewood, New Jersey, Dwight Morrow High School. Bruce was a running back for the New York Jets in the late 70s. So I grew up in the late 70s, and I remember Bruce. And he was a little guy with a lot of spunk, a lot of spunk. And then we had Sean Lendetta was here. He was not on the show, but he was at the event. We had John Starks, the legendary member of the New York Knickerbockers. You know, when we had Marv Albert as the announcer, it was a great show. And Carl Nelson was on. Carl's a great guy. And, you know, Carl, in the middle of his career, got cut short because of lymphoma. So that was, you know, that was tough. We had him on. But the big surprise guest today was none other than probably one of the top receivers in football, one of the pound for pound, one of the best receivers that ever played. And that was Wayne Corbett of the New York Jets. He's in the Wall of Honor for the New York Jets. Great guy, a great guy who's battled some, you know, issues from concussions when he played. He's a really sweetheart of a guy. Stayed here most of the game, was hanging out with all the fans here. It was unbelievable. Wayne, you know, when Wayne Corbett came across the middle of the field and you knew he was going to catch the ball. And that's who they were going to go to, third and long. Wayne Corbett was going to get the ball. You know, looking at it as being a sports fanatic, especially coaching football, and I have for over 40 years, you know, I think of him. I think of Steve Largent. I think of Edelman from the Patriots. Those are they were all from the same mold. And, you know, obviously he was a wide receiver, tough wide receiver. And he did a great job with the Jets. And he was here. He did a great job here at the Super Bowl Fest here at MetLife Stadium, benefiting LEED, law enforcement against drugs and violence. We'll be back next year. Hopefully we're going to expand it next year. You should come. I mean, for $100. Everyone got, imagine getting into the top club at MetLife Stadium, all you can eat, food was out the entire time, all soft drinks the entire time, play on the field with Coach Curtis and the whole team. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing, all for $100. How can you go wrong? It was an absolute gift. And we thank the Jets. We thank Tim McDonough, our board member who's with the New York Jets, Woody Johnson, the great owner, and Jaime, President Jaime Eli at the helm there. We appreciate your support. We appreciate everything the Jets have done to help lead, grow as an organization. We're very proud of that. But we have a lot of things going on. March 3rd, mark your calendars at the Somerset Palace in Somerset, New Jersey. Colliers Engineering is running a casino night benefiting the Colliers Engineering Foundation and LEED. And we want you to come. It's $120. You can go to theleadfest.com, theleadfest.com to register to buy your tickets. It's only $120, great cause. It's a night out. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. It's a great time. It's a great event at the Somerset Palace. Please come out, support. Kevin Haney is the CEO of Colliers Engineering. We're honored to be a partner with him. Kevin is just a great guy. And please come out and support us. Go to theleadfest.com, theleadfest.com to buy tickets. And we'll be there. You'll get to meet the lead guy. Yep. I'll be there. And we'll have a great night. Also coming up on March 19th, 20th, and 21st is our national conference. We'll have over 500 guests. We already have over 450 registered. So it's going to be a great, we got a month and a half to go. You can go to leadrugs.org to register, leadrugs.org to register. We have an unbelievable array of outstanding speakers, fun times. We got Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor winner, who will be a guest speaker for us. It's just going to be a great time. We have Catherine Hicklin doing a hypnotist show at the event. Dollar for dollar, it's the best educational value. Great drug prevention efforts. We have the former drug czar, Jim Carroll, Udom Dillon. We have a great array of support staff, and we're real excited about the direction of the organization. So that's March 19th, 20th, and 21st. April, I've been asked to go to Bulgaria. I'm speaking before the Bulgarian government on issues facing their country and how a Bulgarian company is working with a United States charity to grow the charity, and that is Texima, the green team. We have recycling bins in 13 states and growing throughout the country. So we're happy about that relationship with Texima. We're looking forward to that trip to Bulgaria. And I'm also going to be at IACP in Dallas in April. And in May starts our run with all our LeadFest events, which wait till you see the lineup this year, folks. We're finalizing it now, but we're going to open up in May on May 12th. We're opening up in Brunswick Square Mall, which is going to be amazing. Brunswick Square Mall, we're going to run for 3 weeks. Also, the following week, we're going to open up at Gloucester at the Simon Outlets in Gloucester Township, New Jersey. And then following that, we have the big Westfield Garden State Plaza event opening up on Memorial Day weekend. Just a crazy amount of events coming up, supporting LEED and supporting our efforts. I am the luckiest guy on earth. I have a great family. I have a great life, and I'm the lead guy. I'm so lucky to be part of an organization that is helping so many people. We have over 3,800 instructors. We have the most effective curricula available for law enforcement in the country. We really feel that our curricula is better than anybody's. There's nothing better than our partnership with the Mendez Foundation. It's just incredible. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we just signed on as a national partner with National Night Out. So Last year, 16,000 communities across the United States had a night out. And guess what? LEED is now an official partner of that. And we will promote National Night Out with all of our agencies and all of the communities across the country. So we're very proud of that and the direction of our National Night Out program in conjunction with LEED and National Night Out. Yes. So the first Tuesday of August, and in some states, it's the first Tuesday in October. And the reason for that is in Florida, you can't get anybody to come out on in August with the heat, and the same in Texas. So we do it in October. So we're very proud of our relationship with National Night Out. So, but it was a great week. Great Super Bowl, great game. www.leadrugs.org. That's our website. Like us. We are LEED on Facebook. Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence. We're going to be back next week for another great show. But hang in there. This is Nick DeMauro, the LEED guy. Yep, that's me, battling drugs and violence with the LEED guy. We're excited about the direction of the organization. Next year, mark your calendars. Super Bowl Sunday, MetLife Stadium for LEED. Super Bowl Sunday, MetLife Stadium for LEED. See you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program paid for by LEED Incorporated.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.